Hey, Mama. I know getting meals on the table for your family can feel tough, especially finding weeknight-friendly meals that everyone in the family will love. There's a good chance it's why you're here, at least I hope so. Helping moms take the stress out of feeding their family is my biggest passion. It's why I share with you here, and it's why I created the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you've ever wished this podcast came with a weekly done-for-you dinner plan with a shopping list and meal prep tips, or maybe a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, cooking tips, how-tos, and hacks? Well, it does, and it's all in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club over on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month for access to our 200-plus recipe vault with printable PDF recipes, or $5 a month for weekly done-for-you dinner plans, plus the recipe vault and bonus podcasts every month, the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is the dinnertime solution you're looking for. Head to patreon.com/healthymamachris or click the link in the show notes to try it out for a week free and join over 130 other busy mamas making weeknight meals work with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get on with the episode. The new year is here, and if you're like me and you like to work on healthy habits over the new year rather than grand resolutions that fall off in the second week, we are not about that over here, and meal prep is one of those habits, this is the episode for you. I'm going to give you step by step how I recommend you start a meal prep habit in the new year or anytime you're listening. Does cooking feel like a struggle more often than you want to admit? Do school lunches get boring after the third week, and even cereal for breakfast sometimes feels like too much effort? Let alone feeding yourself and your family meals with vegetables they'll actually eat? If you're a busy mama like me, you can probably relate. I'm Chris Dovniak, and welcome to My Healthy Mama Kitchen. I'm a trained chef, culinary nutritionist, and mama of two, and I'm here to guide you in making healthy eating easy and accessible by simplifying your meal plan, demystifying meal prep, taking the stress out of weeknight dinners, and helping you learn to cook your family delicious, nutrient-dense meals along the way without spending hours in the kitchen or thousands of dollars a month at Whole Foods. In this podcast, I'm here to share my best tips, tools, and hacks for your real-life Healthy Mama Kitchen with a side of humor and sometimes a little bit of spice. So grab your favorite apron and let's get cooking. Welcome back to the Healthy Mama Kitchen podcast. If you're new here, I'm Chris. I'm the founder of Healthy Mama Chris and your host. I'm also a trained chef. I've been working as a personal chef for over a decade, sometimes more, sometimes less. But the point is that this is not something that I'm just preaching about. This is something that I know firsthand. I meal prep for other people, and I've learned how to do it in the most efficient way possible. But more important than my career as a personal chef is my life as a busy mom. Many of you who have been around here for a while know that I've got two kiddos. They are 10 and 6 now, so we are through the thick of those early childhood years. Oh my gosh, not early childhood. I mean, my kids are still young. They're still kids. I don't have teenagers yet. Thank goodness. We're not there yet. Still trying to figure out the whole preteen thing. In any case, I have been meal prepping as a mom since my kids were born, essentially. Actually, since before they were born. I have a whole episode on freezer prep for baby. I'll link that down below. So this is something that has been a part of my life, and I've had to learn how to adapt my meal prep to my different seasons as well. So I started talking about meal prep about 7 or 8 years ago when my oldest daughter was just a couple years old. It started as me just teaching meal prep classes. I was working as a group fitness instructor and personal trainer, and I have talked about this story before here, so I'll keep it brief, but the owner of the company asked me to do a meal prep class. And that turned into several meal prep classes, which then turned into a course and an ebook, and meal prep being one of the biggest parts of my business now, almost a decade later. And the reason is meal prep is such a game changer to making healthy eating easier. You are creating your own convenience foods by just doing a little bit of prep ahead. It can be as little as an hour a week to do some prep ahead so your meals come together faster. Whether that's prepping some egg cups so you have a quick breakfast on the go, or muffins so you have something easy to give to your kids as they're heading out the door to school or onto the school bus if they're allowed to have food. I don't know the rules these days. We have to drive my kids to school. Maybe it's lunches for you in the middle of your busy day so you're not just picking up leftovers or picking leftovers off of your kids' plates. Or maybe it is chopping some veggies and pre-prepping some proteins so your dinners come together that much faster so you can spend more time with the people you love doing the things you love in the evening than stressing over dinner. Not to mention, it makes healthy eating simple. Because when you have those foods on hand and easy enough to throw in your meal, not just having them in your fridge and letting them go bad at the end of the week, but when they're prepped and ready to go, this doesn't mean your whole meal needs to be prepped, but even just ingredients prepped will make things easier, and so you'll be more likely to cook and eat at home. But I also know, after doing this for so many years and teaching about meal prep for so many years, that a lot of women have a lot of hesitations around meal prep because they think it's overwhelming, or they see it as those meal prep Instagrams where they prep all of their meals ahead of time and they spend like 8 hours and everything's all portioned out into tiny Tupperware containers. Now, however you portion out your meals is totally up to you, but my definition of meal prep is anything you do ahead of time to make meals easier in the future. I've had plenty of people argue with me over what is meal prep versus what is food prep? It's all semantics. The goal is to prep ahead for your meals to make them easier. I like to remind people that everyone meal preps, you included. Some of us just do it ahead and some people do it right before they cook the meal. You are not throwing a whole unpeeled, unwashed, not chopped sweet potato onto a roasting pan. Well, maybe you are. Hopefully you're washing it. Sweet potato wasn't a good example because you might be roasting or baking whole sweet potatoes, but I'm using that example as if you were going to cube it and maybe use it in a bowl recipe. You need to do something in order to roast sweet potato cubes. So that's wash, peel, chop. All of that is meal prep. When I talk about mise en place, getting everything ready before you start cooking, that's meal prep. Sometimes we just do it ahead, and sometimes we do it right before. What I'm talking about today is prepping ahead to make your meals easier. There are different types of meal prep that are going to work for different people based on their life season. And one of these types might work for you now, and one of these types might work for you later. One of the things that I was told early on in my business, which was both good and bad advice for me, was that I need to have a method that is so specific that it can be rinsed and repeated and rinsed and repeated, which I do have. However, I have three of those when I talk about meal prep. My combination meal prep type is the 1 hour meal prep. If any of you are listening because you found me on Instagram and you saw my meal prep videos on Instagram, when I share my 1 hour meal prep, which is what I do now, I spend 1 hour a week doing combination meal prep. I'll explain what that means in a second. So that is one way to meal prep. But there are three ways to meal prep, and I would not only teach one type, because I didn't want people to come into my meal prep course hoping to find a method that works for them and find a method that doesn't. Because we are different. We have different lives. We have different needs. Some people who are shift workers who might work for 12 hours at a time and then need to sleep the majority of the rest of the time, but maybe they have 2 full days off a week, whatever your shifts look like, for them, they might need the support of doing more meal, like full meals ahead of time. So more batch cooking. But then somebody who has lots of littles at their feet and who might be home throughout the day and seemingly, quote unquote, have the time to make dinner, but life is crazy and little ones are everywhere and it's really hard to cook when you have tiny humans hanging off of you, you might not need the full meals cooked ahead of time. But what would be really, really helpful is just having those sweet potatoes chopped and ready to go so you can add them to the roasting pan with a kid hanging off of you. That's ingredient prep. And then there's the combination prep, which combines the two. It's a little bit of batch cooking. For me, it's typically a breakfast or a lunch to make life easier, sometimes a snack or a sauce. So making those full recipes. And the rest of it's ingredient prep, prepping vegetables, pre-prepping proteins. ingredients to go in the meals to make them easier. You might have tried one or more of these in the past, and they may or may not have worked for you. I want you to consider the options. Consider there might be a different way for you to try meal prep, because there is no one-size-fits-all, just like there's no one-size-fits-all with the way that we eat. Plant-based doesn't work for everybody, but it works great for other people. Same thing with keto. Same thing with insert whatever eating style you want here, right? So just like with that, there isn't going to be a one-size-fits-all with meal prep. Now, I will say, for the vast majority of moms that I work with and that I help make meal prep work, ingredient prep or combination prep is what works for most busy moms. And ingredient prep is usually the place I recommend starting. And then you can bring in a little bit of batch cooking, turning it into combination prep, depending on what you need. So the 1 hour meal prep method that I talk about is that combination prep. But oftentimes I still recommend starting with some ingredient prep and then adding in those cooked items, because it can be really overwhelming to start something like meal prep and to go in too hard, too fast, and spend way too much time in the kitchen, end up with a giant mess, and be so exhausted and burnt out you don't ever want to do it again. That's not helping you turn it into a habit. So I'm all about figuring out, I'm going to have you ask a couple questions in a second, figuring out why it isn't working or hasn't worked for you in the past, or what is holding you back from meal prep, and what might work for you, so you can try that and then edit it and make it work for you. Ultimately, I want you to know that there is a way that's going to work. It's okay if it hasn't in the past. You just haven't found the way that works for you. And it's okay to start small and build on it. You don't need to go all in right now. The goal is to get into that habit throughout the year so you can end the year like, yeah, every Sunday I prep for an hour and it makes my week so much easier. That is what I say now. That is what I do now. And when I tell you prepping on a Sunday is no big deal, I save podcasts to listen to on a Sunday while I meal prep because I know I'm going to do it every Sunday. I look forward to listening to that podcast. I listen to the podcast. I do my meal prep. Everything is easier. When I don't do my meal prep on Sunday, I feel like my limbs aren't fully attached during the week. You know what I mean? I'm like, where did my arm go? Why is this so hard? I don't know why I started like a robot voice there, but my six-year-old will do that every so often. She'll turn into Robot Ren. We call her Robot Ren. That was not also meant to be offensive to anyone who has lost a limb. I'm sure that's absolutely horrible to deal with and to live with. I mean, I kind of feel like I'm all over the place and just things are not attached, okay? So because it's become such a routine and it makes such a big difference, even though it's a pretty small amount of effort to make a really big difference. Now, that's not to say that if you start meal prepping, you will have to always meal prep every week for the rest of your life, because I can deal when I don't meal prep. It just doesn't feel as smooth. So different seasons are going to call for different meal prep styles. Sometimes you might go in and out of meal prep, but I want you to know how to get back into a style of meal prep that's going to work for you. So let's dig into why meal prep isn't working or why you haven't meal prepped before and how to start making it work for you. So I have a freebie for all of you to download with this episode. So head to the show notes, download it. It's going to help you work through some of these questions. Number one, ask yourself, why aren't you meal prepping now? Does it feel intimidating? And why? Do you feel like you can't make the time? Why is that? What is getting in the way of you meal prepping? Next, I want you to ask yourself, what is hard about meals right now? Is there a particular meal or day of the week that you struggle with? For me, I always fully admit that it's typically lunchtime. I am usually working from when the kids are off to school until the kids come home, sometimes a little bit after. So whether I am working for a private client, or I'm recording podcasts, or I'm testing recipes, my days all look very different. No matter what happens, I oftentimes forget to eat lunch, or I will wait too long to eat lunch, and then I'm ravenous, and I'm looking at the fridge, and I'm like, there's a lot of food in there, but I don't want to cook any of it. So I end up just eating a bunch of snacks, and that never truly satisfies me. So for a satisfying meal, I like to prep myself lunch ahead. My kids are pretty casual about breakfast, but I've heard for a lot of moms, breakfast can be a really big struggle. So just having something ready to go for breakfast makes life easier for a lot of people. Same thing with dinners. Do you have a lot of activities going on in the evenings or a couple of evenings a week and you end up getting takeout even though you don't want to, but you didn't plan ahead? What is hard about meals right now? Is it a particular meal? Is it a day of the week? Is it a time of the day? Ask yourself, what is hard about meals right now? And the third question, how could meal prep help you make this day or this meal easier? This should be kind of a no-brainer at this point. Once you've identified, okay, why are you not meal prepping? It's overwhelming. I don't feel like I have the time. What's hard about meals right now? Dinners. We have activities 3 days a week, and we keep getting takeout or ordering pizza, and all the food I've bought with good intentions has gone bad in the fridge. So how could meal prep help you make that day or meal easier? Well, getting some stuff done ahead of time so the meal comes together faster, or maybe getting stuff done ahead of time so you can throw it in the slow cooker in the morning so you can come home to a hot meal after soccer practice would make a world of difference.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So once you figure out what your blocks are, what's getting in the way, then we can work through them and make that work for your life. And what is hard about meals right now you have a place to start. So now it's just about fitting it in. So the last question is, what style of meal prep sounds most doable to you? Remember, you don't need to go all in on a style to start, but which one sounds like, based on your life, you might be able to make that work. Chances are, after I've briefly described the different types of meal prep, I'll recap them. Okay, you've got ingredient prep, which is just prepping ingredients to make your meals easier. You've got batch cooking, which is prepping the full meals ahead. This could be all your meals or some of your meals or just one of your meals. And then there's combination prep, where you're doing some ingredient prep and some batch cooking. Again, it could be one item that you batch cook, could be three, and the rest is ingredient prep. One of those styles is going to sound more doable, even if you're overwhelmed by the idea of meal prep in general, which you don't have to be. You're going to make it work. But which sounds most doable to you? And considering your particular struggles, which one sounds like it's going to help you the most? This is where you're starting. You don't need to start by prepping all of your meals, and you don't need to do the same prep every week. Meal prep is about what I said at the beginning, creating your own convenience food, making those meals easier. If you're not at all sure where to start, if ingredient prep or combination prep resonate with you, the two areas that typically take the longest when creating meals is protein and produce. So cooking a protein ahead of time and peeling and chopping vegetables and or fruit. Getting these things prepped ahead of time will make a world of difference in dinners especially. I can guarantee that, if you're not doing it already. If dinners aren't your struggle, consider what would make the other meal easier. Often for breakfast or lunch, this is some sort of batch prep. But don't feel like if that's your biggest struggle and you need to batch prep, you also need to batch prep for other meals. You don't need to, not yet. Remember, there are no rules. You can just prep lunches or just prep breakfasts. Start small and build. So now that you've identified your struggles and you've figured out which style resonates with you, you're going to look at your calendar, maybe talk to your spouse, write down any space in your schedule. You can carve out just 30 to 60 minutes to start this upcoming week for some prep. So as you're listening to this, or if you're listening to this when it comes out, it's January 1st. So in the first week of the new year, where can you carve out just 30 to 60 minutes this week for prep? If even that feels like too much, you can also start by just prepping a day ahead. That requires a little more strategy. But prepping a day ahead means when you're prepping one meal, you do some prep for the next meal. So if you're prepping dinner and you're chopping vegetables, you'll chop the vegetables for the next day. this works really well if you are a Healthy Mama Cooking Club member, because in all our weekly meal plans, I put the meal prep day to day. So it'll say day one, this is what you need to do. It will say 3 onions. So if you want to prep all of the onions for the entire week, you can prep all the onions for the entire week and then it's done. Or you can just prep the 1 onion and then the broccoli for tomorrow, because you can see what's coming up tomorrow. You do need to have an idea of what you need to prep for the next day to do that. But that is one way that you can keep it a little bit simpler. So that is the place I want you to start. I want you to identify those problems. Where does it, or not those problems, identify your struggles with meals. Figure out which style resonates the most with you and where can you carve out some time to try it out, to just take it for a spin and see how it makes your meals easier. All right, now it's time to create your routine around meal prep. Now that you figured out why it hasn't worked, why you haven't done it in the past, which style sounds most doable, what you need the most for meal prep, and when you think you can do it, we can start that routine. So go through the printable, do all of that first, and then move on to step one. Step one, we need to meal plan and create our grocery list. If you are new to meal planning, I have an episode that I recorded a few weeks ago. If you scroll back in the feed, it's how to create a meal planning routine this new year, or how to get back into a meal planning routine this new year. I will also link it in the show notes. I always link to Apple and Spotify, but if you listen on another app, you can just search Healthy Mama Kitchen Meal Planning, and there will be a whole bunch of episodes that come up. Meal planning is always essential before you do meal prep, because you need to know what you need to prep. This doesn't have to all be recipes. It can be just simple meals that you make for your family, but you need to know what to prep. Step number two, you need to decide when you're going to prep. Remember, you already did that. You already kind of went in and figured out when you could carve out that time. If you found more than one time, you've got to figure out when that time is going to be and then grocery shop before this. And then step three is the step that everyone wants to skip. But I encourage you to not skip this. You need to plan your prep. This doesn't need to be complicated. This is a list. That's it. Considering where you need the most support, and what you want to meal plan, look at each one of the meals you've chosen and what you need the most help with and start there. Is it protein and produce? Then go through your meals. What protein can I maybe prep ahead of time? Do you have taco meat for 2 recipes? And so you're going to prep your taco meat ahead of time. Maybe it's chopping onions and sweet potatoes and broccoli. If you want to do more of that ingredient prep, maybe it's that. If it's you want to do a little bit of batch cooking, or maybe you want to kind of ease into combination prep and you want to work on breakfast, and you just want to get some overnight oats prepped. Perfect. That is meal prep. It might take you 10 minutes, but that's meal prep. If you think you also have some time to peel and chop carrots and celery and onion for soup later that week, awesome. Add that on. Work with the time that you have. Don't try and fit in this drastic, long meal prep session if it doesn't feel like it fits. The goal is to create a habit, not stress yourself out. You can make it work, but it should work for you. If it feels like meal prep is taking up your entire weekend time, you're going to be more resistant to it, and you're not going to stick to it. Just like with any other habit. Once you get into more of a routine, the easier it will be to stick with it and add to it. So when you write your prep, once you figure out what you want to prep, anything you're cooking, you want to write down how much time it's going to take and what temperature you're going to put it at in the oven, if you are putting it in the oven, so you can figure out what is going to take the longest. And then whatever is going to take the longest is first on the list. You're going to get all your prep done for whatever is going to take the longest, put that in the oven or on the stove or in the Instant Pot, get that going, and then you can prep from there. So you're going to start with the item that takes the longest and prep while that is cooking. If you're only starting with 1 or 2 things, this part might not be necessary yet, but it will be necessary in the future. So you're going to write things in the order that they're going to take to cook, and that's how you're going to prep. And then step four is prep. You're going to carve out your time. I want you to make it fun. Remember how I mentioned that I save a podcast for my meal prep every week? Start by preheating anything that needs to be preheated. Start prepping the item that takes the longest first. Do any mise en place that's necessary. Get that going. Then get your mise en place done for the next thing. I do recommend doubling up and doing all of one type of vegetable if there are veggies involved in your prep. You're not going to peel and chop 1 carrot if you need 4. You're going to peel and chop all of your carrots rather than peeling and chopping one carrot, then moving on to an onion, then doing two carrots and then doing another onion. You're going to do all your carrots. You're going to do all your onions so you get all your tears out at once. But if your knife is sharp and your onions are not super old, old onions will always make you cry. But if your knife is sharp, you're less likely to cry over your onions. I can't guarantee any other life events, but just the onions. It will always be faster if you do things like that, if you're grouping those items together. Make sure to check the time and see how long it takes you. If time is something that stresses you out about meal prep, set a timer, start prepping, and only prep for the time allotted. If you want to spend 30 minutes, just spend 25 minutes chopping vegetables, set 5 minutes to put everything away and do a quick cleanup, and move on with your day. Remember, this doesn't have to be and it shouldn't be stressful. It should work for you. So however small you need to start is how small you need to start to make this a habit. Eventually, you can build up to the one-hour meal prep or more. You can move from ingredient prep to combination prep or combination to batch cooking if that is what you need. You might always stay at ingredient prep. You might always stay at combination prep. You might always want to batch cook because that's what works for you. I teach all three styles in my meal prep course because there is no one-size-fits-all, but there is a way to make it work for you. If you want guidance in this process, including how to prioritize your prep, how to prep in the right order and prep more efficiently so you're not spending your entire Sunday meal prepping. I mean, you can meal prep any day you want to, but unless you want to spend your whole day meal prepping, which I don't think is true for any of us. Now, I love cooking. I love working as a personal chef, but I don't want to do that for myself on my day off. So I like to keep it as simple as possible. So if you're looking for that how-to, as well as over 150 preppable recipes, a full meal prep guide, cooking demos, and more. Healthy Mama Meal Prep, as you heard at the top of the episode, my best-selling course for over 7 years that teaches you exactly how to plan and prep in a way that works for your unique family and lifestyle, is on sale right now, as I always do at the beginning of the year, because it is the new year, and I want you to make those easier, healthier meal goals happen. I want you to learn how to make meal prep work for you. I am not trying to be a guru who tells you there's only one way to do things, and as long as you follow my practices, you're going to make it work no matter what. I will share with you exactly how to make it work for you based on the different styles. Is there a way that will work for you? Yes. Is it going to be the exact same way that works for me? Maybe not, but you're going to find that out, and I'm going to teach you. So you can get 25% off of Healthy Mama Meal Prep now through January 15th using code NEWYEAR24. So if you head to healthymamachris.com/meal prep or click the link in the show notes to learn more and start your meal prep routine this new year, it's 25% off through January 15th using code NEWYEAR24. If you are listening to this episode after January 15th, you will always get 10% off any of my courses using code podcast just for being a podcast listener. So that is what I have for you today, friends. I hope this was helpful. No, I know this is helpful. If you are looking to get into a meal prep routine, this is where you need to start. You need to figure out why it isn't working or why it hasn't worked for you before and find a style that works for you and start small and build upon it. I'm positive that if you start with those steps, then you can build this routine throughout the year, and you'll be able to end the year feeling like you have that meal prep routine down pat. And you can move on to whatever your next goal is when it comes to cooking and eating in a way that is less stressful. Thank you, as always, for listening. As of this episode, I will be coming back to Instagram in just a few days. So come and join me over on Instagram. I'm at Healthy Mama Chris. The podcast is also at Healthy Mama Kitchen Pod if you want to follow for new episodes. If you haven't yet subscribed to this podcast, if you love content on meal planning, meal prep, making meals easier and less stressful, then what are you waiting for? Subscribe wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, Audible, all the places. I would love to have you back here each and every week learning from me. I have some awesome guests coming up in the new year as well. I'm super excited to invite guests on once or twice a month as well. We've got some good stuff coming up here on the Healthy Mama Kitchen podcast, and I appreciate you being here. So thanks as always for listening. Until next time, happy cooking.
Thank you for listening to my podcast.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you love to listen to podcasts so you never miss a cooking tip. If you've been loving this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly makes a difference in how many other busy cooks find this show and lets me know what you're loving and want to hear more of. For show notes and links to all the recipes and tools I mention, head to healthymamachris.com/podcast. For daily eats, cooking tips, and family-friendly shortcut dinner ideas, be sure to follow along over on Instagram at @healthymamachris. Remember, cooking for your family may not always feel easy, but it can be simple.